All right, welcome to What About Rob, everybody. We have a I'm back with Wolfgang Hunter.
What's up?
And we have a great guest today. Mike Racine is here, everybody.
Mike, thanks for having me.
Yeah, how you doing, man? How's your Ramadan going?
Yeah. I guess it's good, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything about Ramadan. Then I read a children's book about it.
Nice. Yeah.
At the store the other day.
Nice.
And, yeah. You know why they fast?
Why? Why did they fast?
It's a thing about God, right?
It's like because other people don't have any food.
Oh, yeah.
So it's to remind...
I thought it was just to connect
That's
with
cool.
God. Yeah.
Islam is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we've
yeah.
all been believing that it's bad our whole lives.
Yeah. Yeah. When you know? Pray, you don't have to be around any frickin' broads. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, right.
You're just thinking about God the whole
yeah.
time, you know?
Yeah.
Yellow rice? Sign
you
me up, buddy.
Right. You don't need shoes.
Girls can't yeah. drive. You get to hold your best friend's hand.
Couches have plastic on it at your
you
grandma's
do, right?
house.
Mm-hmm.
It's great, yeah.
Yeah.
You get to kiss men on the cheek twice. It's very similar to Italians,
you can throw rocks
actually.
At your son yeah, if yeah, he yeah. disappoints you.
Do you feel like if you started holding your friend's hand like as a joke, you would be able to stop doing it?
yeah.
You'd want to do it every so. Time.
Because yeah. you would underestimate how much oxytocin yeah. it releases. And you're yeah. just like, well, this is
I've
pretty
been,
nice, actually.
Yeah, I've been doing yeah. that with like the Fortnite voice because it makes Hannah laugh when I do it to her.
Uh-huh.
So I've been up to, oh, Woodley had such a crazy day at work. And I just started doing that on work on accident. It's like, is that going to be all for you today? And this girl's like, what? I was like, nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, it's called getting lost in the bit.
Yeah, dude. Now you like you psyop yourself that way. So yeah, I could easily see myself being gay through a bit.
No, it's not gay. You're just holding hands with your best friend as All you right. walk down the street.
Yeah.
All right. You say friendship. I say pause. You yeah. know. Agree to disagree.
How you gonna be? You gonna be friends?
I'm gonna be friends with another.
Yo, you being
brother.
Friends with a boy? Pause.
Yo, nah,
you saying you got
nah,
a boyfriend? Pause.
Hey, nah, it ain't like that, bro. It ain't like that, man. Chill.
yeah,
but yeah, did
Kyrie
you,
Irving's did, doing Ramadan,
yeah, he
and
is.
He was like, and he just hit this crazy shot, and he was like, "I did all that on no food and no water." I was like, "No water, Jesus
That's
fucking
crazy,
Christ!"
Yeah.
yeah, there was a guy that worked at the moving company. He was from Senegal, and he just like wouldn't drink water.
Yeah, I got a Senegalese chef.
No water's like, crazy.
He wasn't
to me.
Drinking yeah. water. He wasn't like eating. He was.
I used yeah. to I used to go to like yeah Persian restaurants
working like, with food all day while you're fasting.
You're like running up and down stairs and you're like, you should drink some water. He's like, I'm okay, man. Don't worry.
Don't worry. Allah is going to be so fucking
Do you
pissed.
Want this sofa yeah. to drop down the 3-floor walk up or do you yeah, want yeah. to get it to the top?
Yeah.
I'm only gonna get up with Allah's grace.
Allah will put that.
He's the one who makes me believe in myself to move this. Yeah, I used to go. I used
you
to go to like.
Sound like him.
What's that?
You sounded like
oh,
him.
Oh, thanks. Awesome.
Yeah. Yes.
Robbie loves voices.
I do.
Yeah.
I
he
mean,
was
this
a cool
is
guy,
just...
but we would always like butt heads for some reason. I don't know. We like our working styles didn't
Interesting.
Match.
Why?
If you could only see your Twitter right now.
Yeah. Sounds a lot like sounds like a certain two countries.
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
sounds
yeah.
like a certain
right.
two countries.
Did Benny read the Ramadan book?
I'm like, hey, I think that we need to separate the company by, because we don't work well together. He wraps everything.
Yeah.
He wraps chairs.
Yeah,
not
I'll,
necessary.
I'll drive the truck. He sits in the back and makes sure nothing tips over.
He's like, yeah. I've been doing it like this forever. This is how we do it. And yeah. you're like, no, actually, we're gonna. Yeah. You can have your own moving company. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to.
Isn't it crazy? We know like nothing about Africa.
I know a little bit. But
I was
yeah,
actually reading about the yeah. worst.
I took a West
Isn't
African
Egypt in
class.
Egypt's in Africa, right?
It's in sure Africa. Is. It's in North Africa.
Yeah.
So I was reading on it was a Reddit thread of like the worst places to travel, and far and away, everyone hates Cairo. Everyone is just like everyone
it's
gets
full of scammers because oh, yes. it's like all the negative aspects.
Yeah.
Of,
well,
like,
Rami
being
Yusuf
in Africa.
Is from there.
Yeah.
Oh, well, now I hate Cairo.
Yeah, dude, he scammed me into fucking joining an acting
yeah,
program.
Yeah, he scammed me into that watching that Hulu show.
A bunch of people scam me into greenlighting a mediocre sitcom when I go to Cairo.
Oh God. I can't believe they made me like Arab Louie.
He said it was just going to be Louie again, but it just as good.
Yeah, yeah,
that's how you review that show. You go, this is a scam. Rami season 3 is a
no,
scam.
No, no, no. Like, no, my friend, $10.99 a month, you get to watch a man accept his cultural identity.
You don't have to laugh. You don't have to laugh. It makes you think. It makes you think a slice of life.
Yeah, it's about, yeah. Is America a melting pot, or is it maybe better that we keep our own distinct identity?
Here, hold my baby. I'm going to go greenlight it for you.
I'm
Thank
going
you.
To go have sex with my cousin.
He's a friend of mine, but you ever have friends that like don't text you back, like, you know, 3 or 4 times?
Oh, yeah.
He's
You're talking
those,
about friends that have like
I'm
kind
like,
of made it,
yeah.
and then they're sort of just indifferent.
He's one of those guys.
Yeah,
that,
go,
all right, it's fine. I'm sure you're busy.
Big time.
He's one of those guys who unfollowed me on Twitter the second he got famous. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's almost the second he got got
you're
like,
part of the calling.
Yeah, the first the
why
calling.
Do they do that though? Who cares who you follow on Twitter?
I don't know. I think the same gene that makes you care about who you follow.
Well, part
makes
of
you
being
successful.
Like an Arab or an Indian guy is like to have
because
like,
Tim Dillon unfollowed me, which like
really
yeah. But I'm like, there's if some follows, reason. You probably there's probably a reason.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
He's very conservative. He unfollowed you recently.
No, like years ago.
Years ago,
when he was.
But you did it. You do a show, and you're friends with him.
Yeah.
On Instagram or Twitter?
On Twitter.
Well, I saw,
on Instagram,
I survived.
Well, Tim is like a man that is like a.
But there must be some
climbing.
Kind of like, yeah.
You probably tweeted a political take.
He was probably purging his.
Yeah, no, he's a social climbing gay guy. He sold default mortgages. I mean, yeah, no, he's just, it's all business.
But you've done his show and stuff. Aren't you guys friends?
Yeah, sure.
So why would he unfollow you? That's crazy.
This was like years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. I hadn't talked to him for a few years.
Gotcha.
And then I saw him at Skankfest and he was like, oh, hey.
Hey.
He like forgot we were friends.
Oh, yeah, we're friends.
You really got to stop standing up for Palisade. You got to really go for winners.
What? You want to go to
Denny's? Stop supporting losers.
I really want to get out Moons over my hammy.
I'm going to go to Nobu and spit on a waiter.
Yeah, I'll do 10 rolls, please. These are the best rolls in all of the city. I've been everywhere in Des Moines, Iowa. I've been every single restaurant. This place has the best sushi rolls.
I ate Des Moines, Iowa. It's in my stomach. I'm actually digesting it right now. I gotta go to GI doctor.
He did that when I went to it was actually great. He drove me around San Francisco. It was me and Sam Talon at the time. At the time, Sam wasn't very famous yet. So it's not name dropping, I think.
I can't wait to see your quiet on set.
Now, Sam Talon, they should call that guy Sam Funny.
Yeah.
He's very funny.
They should call him Sam Funny, really nice guy.
I call him Sam, he did fine.
There. Yeah.
Sam, he's good on podcasts.
I did like his book.
And I like Sam. Sam's great. Very nice guy.
Yeah, almost made me want to relapse on Coke.
Yeah, but Tim knew more about the local San Francisco restaurants than I did. Like, he knew way more
places. He's a gourmand, dude.
Yeah. Joe Gourmand?
No, we're not. We can do that on Patreon.
Is that like an inside joke?
Robbie will reference a person that only we know.
People know who Joe Gourmand is, watch this show.
Well, people that watch this show, but we're trying to expand.
Well, Robbie loves comedy.
Yeah.
Robbie's a real fan of like, but like, this scene.
I'm an enemy of comedy.
I used to be before they all. Interest. Yeah. Was it?
Yeah. I said you have like a geo pin on what comedy you like. It's like you have to keep it with.
I used to be. I think I'm kind of more. I'm less like that these days, though.
Yeah.
When I first got here, though, I was like, "Ooh, Cumtown! Oh my God! All that stuff!" You know. And now I'm just kind of like, emotionally abused by Luis J. Gomez. So I'm just like less like. Yeah. Fanboyish, I hope, but there's still probably some of that on me, you know.
Yeah, you're in the dark side of the ring now, pal.
Yeah, exactly. Welcome. Did you watch that Dan Schneider thing?
No, I didn't. I didn't get a chance to. I don't watch anything.
You don't even get the clips on TikTok. So
I watched
Drake
Puss
Bell.
In Boots: The Last Wish.
Nice. That was actually pretty good, though. You know what?
Very
that was
similar
not
stuff.
Bad.
Yeah.
I've seen the beginning of that movie like 30 times.
Yeah.
We don't make it to the end.
I forget now that you have like a son. It is like you have like a significant portion of like baby media, polluting your brain.
Hey, that's the only puss I'm getting these days.
That was a good movie, but like I'm sure like you have to watch a lot of Cocomelon and stuff.
Not really. I try to guide what we watch in the house. So we watch like a good amount of Ninja Turtles.
Nice.
Sick.
Yeah. Some wrestling, some Stone Cold. Steve
Fuck
Austin.
Yeah.
Nice.
Like
yeah
Stone
my
Cold.
Dad would do, he would just put on like fucking 60 Minutes or like a really old movie. Like,
60
he
Minutes?
Put on like 28 Days Later one time when I was like 5. Where he's like, here's a zombie movie. We're going to watch this. And,
that is such a violent movie.
Yeah, dude. The guy gets his eyes thumbed out.
Yeah, that movie is like traumatizing. I watched it in COVID and it scared me as an adult man.
Did he watch Andy Rooney?
Yeah. We used to watch
what's
Andy
with
Rooney.
All the... What's with the... The Same. Black people, these actually Tim Dillon's just like racist Andy Rooney when you think about it. Like, I noticed something.
He did get in trouble for saying something racist. And I asked my grandfather about it. I'm like, that guy you like, I heard he's racist.
Really?
And my grandfather was like, yeah, he might not like blacks, but he's an old man.
Andy Rooney. Yeah. He likes pancakes, you know?
That's awesome. Yeah. That's great that he just got that gig. What a great gig to get. Just like, hey, I'm just going to complain at the end of every 60 Minutes
episode.
You ever
notice how the movie theaters
Nobody's
are changing?
Doing that now.
Handkerchiefs aren't soft anymore. I literally think it's Tim Dillon. I think it's like the same kind of bit.
I went to the Joker movie. And I was surprised at the black people in the theater. That's sort of our Black Panther.
What's with all the violence? Not on the movie. In the theater.
I saw though on your Instagram story, your gun pointed, your son pointed a gun at Adam Friedland. How'd that? Did you feel proud as a father in that moment?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty sick too. My girlfriend sent it to me. I was like, dude, that's so nice. Yeah.
Just like his dear old dad, huh?
Yeah. Well, there's a part of me that's like, you can't. You have to stay out of show business.
Yeah.
You know, don't like you don't want any part of this.
Yeah.
And there's another part of me that's like, what if I started molding him now to be the greatest entertainer?
Comedian, yeah.
You know, all the famous
whatever
people.
Kind of entertainer that he wants to, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, but you can also
because you need just... you need your dad to like make the mistakes
so that you can not make them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the great actors
athletes do that too.
Were we're all like child actors.
Were they?
Yeah,
almost. If you look, Kurt Russell was a child actor.
Almost every famous person, go there IMDb, they all had like kid roles and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, no,
Justin Timberlake was in the fucking Mickey Mouse Club.
You were on Funny Moms.
Yeah,
the
Robert
next week,
De Niro is one of the little rascals.
Oh, he was. Yeah.
It's me. The fucking cowlick kid. I forget the name, but that's who I am. Little rascals. Go home and get your fucking giant. He doesn't say that to me. Oh, we're little rascals.
We're gonna do Soapbox Derby. Okay, we're gonna do the Derby.
We're gonna do the Derby. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keep the meter running. Keep the meter.
Oh, boy. What's he into? Is he into sports or is he or anything like that? Or?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Yeah. But, he goes through phases.
Yeah. Kids are kind of like into everything for a while until.
Until they pick and choose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, right now, did you guys have a favorite Ninja Turtle?
Absolutely. Yeah.
I never was a Ninja Turtle guy, really.
Were you? I'm gonna guess Raphael.
Yeah, he ended up being my favorite.
My favorite was David Angelo.
I fluctuated as I got older.
What do you mean?
David Angelo instead of Michelangelo.
Oh, okay.
That's it. Referencing another guy we don't know. Yeah. Robbie, come on.
What's up, David? Hope you're watching this.
Okay. Yeah, I liked Michelangelo. And then I liked Raphael.
I think
this is actually a pattern.
Four people just went, I think I know who that is.
Not even. Only David and maybe Andy Haynes if he cares to watch this.
Yeah. I think the only time people like tune into this is when we have a girl with like giant boobs. And then they try to figure out what she likes so they can DM her later.
Who have you had on?
Meg Bitchel so far.
I got a lot of views, which is very funny.
That's good.
Considering how little she appeared to be to enjoy doing the show. No, she's a friend. Shout out Megan.
Friend of the show.
So are you enjoying life being a dad or is it like I went over to your place. It was pretty fun. You know, there's like toys and shit everywhere.
Yeah.
It's like a little basketball hoop.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I wish both my wife and kid would shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I feel that.
Sometimes I
want to
go, can you both shut the fuck up?
Yeah.
With your wife.
Yeah, with my wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, for the most part, it's good. We might be going through a hard phase right now. You go through.
Why?
You know, because it's like. He doesn't understand anything. He doesn't understand why he can't do stuff.
Yeah.
You know, when it's a baby, you just pick him up and put him, you do whatever you want.
Sure.
Sometimes I'll be like, no more YouTube. And he'll be like, I said, yes, YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Oh no.
No respect.
No respect.
And then you wish, what would be nice is if my wife could back me up a little bit.
Oh, really?
That's, that'd be nice.
You can't be a divided
front.
She
crumbles?
Yeah.
Not crumbles, but like if I get upset, she's like he threw a tennis ball at my testicles like full force the other day. Like so bad. And I get hit in the testicles like three or four times a week.
You are molding the next comedy genius.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what?
He's going to be the guy that brings nut shots back into comedy.
He's like, he's getting noticeably absent. He wins a Golden Globe. And he's like, and I want to thank my dad. My dad's testicles don't work.
Yeah,
he wanted to have a second kid.
You're in a wheelchair.
No.
You're like waving.
Yeah.
I did it all for you.
They have you like in an FDR blanket. They have to like take you around through tunnels.
They had to amputate me from the waist.
Yeah. Dad, I'd like, thank you for sacrificing your globe so I could win my globe.
Yeah, he just destroyed my balls. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
And then
Bert Kreischer takes him on the road. Like, I love that ball hitting thing that you do.
Oh, yes.
One time he hit my balls. It was great.
You gotta maybe lay the law down. Do you hit your kids and all, or a little spanking, like a spanking, like not like actually hit?
No, because
like
once you do it, you know, it's like then you're the guy who hits his kid.
Yeah, and you never, do you ever like worry? Here's what I'd be worried about if I had a kid.
What
I'm
about
just,
like if you like duct taped him to a wall really firmly, so he just stayed up there until like, you know, like in timeout, but like a cocoon timeout. Your parents ever do that? They put you in cocoon time?
Did yours?
No.
Yeah, Lovin' Wolfgang betrays a deep, dark trauma that he's had.
No.
Yeah, you're like, didn't we all watch fucking 28 Days Later in Deep Throat when we were kids?
Yeah. All right, we're ad-libbing that one in.
But I'm always...
some liberties there, pal.
Liberty, liberty, yeah. Liberty.
You're gonna make me sound gay during Ramadan?
You're right, I'm sorry.
It's a Muslim guy being like, it's my month.
It's like a white woman.
Like a white woman's birthday. Yeah. It's like,
this is my time. Come on. You're going to treat me like this during God's birthday month? It is Persian New Year today. Happy Nowruz, everybody.
Happy Ramadan.
Mm-hmm. I told this on the Patreon, but Lewis, I did Rail's podcast today, and Lewis was fasting. I was like, oh, for Ramadan? And he's like, what the hell is Ramadan?
Why would you expect him to be?
I would think that he's had sex with enough Jewish comedian women that like love Zionism that he would have learned something about Islam through hating it.
Because
girls will like a thing like a guy likes to get on their side, but guys will start hating a thing a girl hates so they can get more pussy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like Donald Trump.
Yeah, or like another girl.
Another
woman coworker? That you've never seen before.
Oh,
right.
But you've
a
heard
a coworker
things.
Or like a colleague
or
something.
A comedian who's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't take
You're right, honey. I didn't laugh at all. That
I can
was
never
terrible.
Shed my arbitrator impulse. Yeah, I'm always like trying to be like, well, do you think maybe like the way you did this came off a little rude too? And she's like, you never have my side. Like,
yeah.
I'm just trying to be fair. To
and meanwhile, they
never
have
met.
Your back. You know? It's like, it's very much expected to like.
Oh, dude, Hannah got so mad at me the other day.
What happened?
I was, somebody like made like a reference to like the slogan outside of like Auschwitz because I was like just complaining about my job and it was like this Jewish comic was like, well, you know, work will set you free. And she's like, that it will. I'm like, Hannah, you know, it's like a Nazi thing. It's like, don't ever let anybody know I don't know anything about World War II. She's like, got really mad at me. She like, no, she doesn't have any idea who's like fought ever in World War II.
She's like, we do have to secure a future for our white children. And you're like, honey, get over here.
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
somebody
like,
brings
I
up
don't...
Winston Churchill. She starts sweating.
I hate him too.
Is that a brunch place? Is that like Sweet Green? Maybe. Meanwhile, I won't like know
Chamberlain.
About
yeah,
Real
I love.
Housewives.
Neville Chamberlain. Yeah, he's a great basketball player. I loved him.
He's a horrible prime minister, babe. What are you talking about?
I guess that's fine though, because why do you need to learn about World War II?
She doesn't. If you're a pretty woman, you don't need to worry your little head about. Also,
yeah. Why do you need to learn about
the,
history?
What's the takeaway from World War II? Japanese people are mean. Yeah.
Very firebombing German people is actually worse than nuking Japanese people.
Yeah.
People take a lot of different things away from World War II, I'll say.
Yeah, sure.
That's why nobody should
some
study
people took
it.
Heirlooms. Yeah. Some people took like prize possessions from houses they raided. You know, we all took a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. We took some scientists over here.
But no, she'll make fun of me when like I don't know a girl thing to her friends.
Yeah.
Oh, like
I wasn't even making fun of her. I was just like, hey, just so you know, like maybe I could have waited till later, but I was like, people will think you're being really anti-Semitic if you do that.
Do what?
Just do like the work will set you free thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like a fun cute.
That's true.
Their version of history is just reality TV lore. Like,
oh, yeah,
and
dude.
Okay, so in season
if Hitler
2.
Hitler was on Real Housewives.
Yeah, exactly. If Hitler was on
season 2, everything.
She'd know every angle. She'd be like, look, it's because deep down he wanted to be an artist. And
yeah, they booted him from Real Housewives. So he went to Summer House and then he came back through Austria into Germany and started taking over Poland.
Yeah. Why don't you know about this? You don't care about me because that's why you don't know about this.
Yeah. What is your wife?
Watch
like?
This with me, babe. It's
like
Ken Burns.
What is she like?
Yeah, what is she like? My girl's like on big on reality TV and like going on walks and stuff.
Going on walks?
Yeah. Those are her two
that's
two,
nice.
Two
those are both very nice though. Those
and
are
there's
good.
A lot more stuff but I should know, but for the sake of brevity, I'm not gonna try to remember them on a podcast.
Mm-hmm. They call this like hot girl walks or something.
Yeah, she has hot girl walks. But she she like I don't know.
They say depressed girl walks too.
Oh, okay.
Like depressed girls like to walk a lot.
Okay.
She just likes getting up in the morning. She's an early riser, and I'm like a stay up all night guy.
So. Oh yeah. Damn, girls be getting up early.
Bro, that's how they're gonna run this country, man. They get up earlier than the rest of us.
Girls be leaving the house too. I love staying in the house and not doing anything.
Yeah, my wife's alarm does go off at 7:45 every morning, and I don't know why. Because we can
get
wake up at
it?
8.
Yeah.
Sometimes, but no, not really. Okay. She's got an alarm that goes off 7:45. And I go, let's do 8:15.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Girls like setting those like pre-alarms though, like the alarm.
I do that too. I do that because you get anxious about it going off in time. So you want to make sure you're up a little bit before.
Okay. Well,
we have girl brain as we previously discussed.
I'll just get fired from a job. I'll just sleep through the work alarm and it'll be like 12 in the afternoon. I was supposed to be in at 9. It's like, well, I guess I got to go find a new job.
Yeah, yeah.
But today, this is awesome. Yeah.
I like no-showed at a job one time, and I like knew that I did it because I read the schedule wrong, and I thought I was like off Tuesday and working Wednesday, so I like didn't show. I was off Wednesday, and then I like went in and I said like, "Hey, I'm really sorry I didn't come in," and they go, "Oh, okay, the GM probably wants to talk to you." So I like went home and then came back the next day to get fired.
That's hilarious.
Yeah,
you should have stormed off.
But I thought maybe they weren't gonna fire me, but it was like a terrible job anyway. But,
did you also remind them? It sounds like you reminded them to fire you. It sounds like they didn't
Shit, fuck. Like, all right, I guess you're fired.
The adult
now.
Equivalent of like a teacher and the homework.
Yeah, because they're like, oh fuck, we forgot to schedule a meeting where we fire you. Can you come back tomorrow?
Yeah,
that's awesome, man.
Yeah, I had a guy when I was in college. He was like the manager that they hired after the old one left, and like I guess they just didn't want to have like a guy that I was in school, so I was only on like 3 days a week, and they didn't want to have like a part time like runner busser. Mm-hmm. And he made me like pour him a drink, and he's like, "Hey, can you get me like a whiskey from the shelf?" I was like, "Sure." And like I poured it for him. He's like, "Oh, by the
way," because he was like nervous to fire you.
No, I think it's just like he was like a short guy, so I think it was like a power move. He's like a tall, tiny guy, but he's like, "By the way, you're fired." And I was like, "All right."
Whoa, Don Draper.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's funny because my brother-in-law he was like a restaurant manager for a little bit, but he's like. He's like the most like insecure guy from Staten Island.
Yeah.
Like he wears like rings and nice watches. But he like has no money.
Yeah.
And
he spent all of his money on every ring on his fucking finger.
Is your brother-in-law Dan Wicks?
Hey Mike, you wanna come to Staten Island?
They're not Infinity Stones.
Mike, I'm trying to have sex with your sister. Yeah. You know how to make your sister put out a little more? She's kinda mad at me because I said I didn't like the new Lena Dunham show.
Mike, can I have $5? I gotta buy some pink hair dye.
This is great. Are you guys gonna clip that?
Dan
Wicks and his rings.
And David Angelo. I think those are two clips.
It makes me so fucking mad because people do that. I've seen that in our scene where people will like put an inside bit.
I love it.
And it drives me up a fucking wall.
No, it gives me life.
Oh, that's not what those are for. They're for like two schizophrenic guys that are very active in the comment section. It's for them. It's not for fucking random people on the internet.
Because
then they do that and then they just go like, oh, the state of comedy is just so bad right now. You can't move any tickets on the road. It's just very, I'm doing a very obvious impression.
Yeah, then we clip our James Pontillo riff. Yeah. It's like, this is going to be a hit on Instagram.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, it drives me up the wall, dude.
It is funny to clip it. I almost might clip it as a bit now and then add them as
you
collaborators.
Robbie, if you do that, I will delete our channel.
Make the thumbnail. Like, put like 12 hours into the thumbnail.
I'm going to start just having, I'm going to quit the show. I'm going to just have you guys AI generate me into every episode.
Fuck, that's actually really tickling me. I might have to do that. I'm gonna clip and then add everyone we talked about as collaborators.
An AI Wolfgang.
An AI Wolfgang in, yeah. Oh wow, jeez, the perfect crime.
AI with the braids.
What other comics do you guys want to reference?
Fatty Arbuckle. He was innocent.
Was he?
That's what they say.
What happened? He like sat on a woman.
He was like Lenny from
A
Mice and Men.
She turned a woman into a pancake. Yeah.
No, he got falsely accused.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they say. It's like a gray. They don't know.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's only like one reporter back then. You just had to buy him dinner, and he would write a.
Hey there, pal. Let me tell you. How about we go down to the old malt shop and smooth all this over?
Yeah.
No, he got
his egg sandwich.
He went on trial and got found innocent, but his like career never recovered. I guess because they said he like raped and killed somebody.
Yeah,
Jesus.
But nobody says that for no reason.
Yeah,
that's true. And yeah, unless you were black back then.
Well, the song "It Wasn't Me" wasn't. Yeah, out then, so it couldn't have been like.
Who sang that again? Shaggy.
Yeah. It'd be funny if like what he actually did was just told some like a girl comic she had a bad set. He was just honest about the comedy. Yeah, yeah, right. And she's like, yeah, he raped and sat.
He's like, your act is very derivative.
Well, also, some things never change.
He also
some
murdered
things stay
me.
The same.
He also yeah. took my life. He's like, how are you giving?
Can
this
I give
interview?
You a tag for that?
Yeah. Hey, you don't have to
he
talk.
He raped and murdered me.
You don't he asked me if I wanted to write with him. We all know what that means.
Do you want
to
like riff out something that's not about dating? How dare you? That's illegal.
He told me I'm not ready to headline 2 months in. That's rape. That's rape right there, pal.
The Zhao Ying Summers
he
trial.
He advised me not to take an agent a year into comedy.
But yeah, I guess I don't know the full story, but I remember in film class I read that a lot of people think with time he was falsely accused or at least exonerated.
To be honest, I don't even know what you're talking about.
But he was like an old 20s film star. Like he was like Charlie Chaplin, then Fatty Arbuckle.
Wow.
And Buster. Meanwhile, Charlie Chaplin out here marrying 13-year-olds, never canceled.
Yeah.
But
it's a different time.
But is he?
It literally was.
But he might be the only person to be falsely accused
ever.
Like, who else has been falsely accused?
Donald John Trump.
Right. Sure.
No, I don't know. Who's falsely accused? I don't know. I don't know who's been like
every
falsely
basically
accused.
People I like and yeah. I want to still yeah. continue to like them.
People whose comedy is good were all falsely accused, and people whose comedy were bad were all.
Right,
you know, I believe women.
Right,
yeah. You do get a hot privilege, OJ. Though. Like, hot people don't really get canceled for some of the stuff ugly people do.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
But no,
like
Franco,
it took
Franco
like
got.
Armie Hammer being a cannibal. Well, yeah,
that's
he got
true.
Old. Franco got old, and his brother like got hotter than him, so he's deposed.
Garrison
Johnny
Keillor
Depp got ugly.
Garrison Keillor caught a bad one. All he did was like
because he just like massaged a girl.
Yeah, right? He like put his hand on a thigh or something, which is very funny that he did that. But he like lost his career
we
over
all
it.
Shoot our shot.
Yeah. He's like, let me tell you a story. And they're like, oh, fuck.
Get the fuck off me.
But yeah, I don't know. It was also like back
the girl's
then.
Eyes turned to dollar signs when he did that.
Cha-ching. Ooh, I'm gonna get that NPR money. But it was like also back in like the like Emmett Till and shit. Back when like people like just did that to like fuck with people. Not to compare Fatty Arbuckle to Emmett Till, but
white women been lying on brothers' names for ages now.
Pause. But yeah, I think in just like, I guess like, anyone famous who I don't know if anyone's famous has gotten like Neil deGrasse Tyson. Maybe
I remember like one time in North Carolina, I was like when I was 19, I would just like get like really drunk and like mean to people that were bad at comedy, and sometimes those guys. Ended up being a lot of girls. Just basic. It was off virtue of if you were bad at comedy and you were also mean to people and like acted like you were good. Like people come up to me and be like, "You really shouldn't make jokes like that." I'm like, "You fucking stink. Shut up," or whatever.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
There you go.
There we go. It's a banger. Clip it.
Your ass is huge.
This golf ball is your ass.
This golf ball is your ass.
And this beach ball is my erection.
Well, as you can tell, the gravitational pull of my hand is to your ass right now.
That doesn't make any sense, Neil. Yeah. Neil, Neil, when you get horny, your science goes wrong. Yeah.
Well, actually, when you have sex, it can't be rape because sex is a biological function.
Yeah, actually, all women deep
There's
down actually want to be raped, if you
nature.
Think about it. It's actually, if you look at the animals in biology, many of them are raped in Mother Nature. Neil, I don't care. Please get out of my room.
If you actually divide your ABV by the speed of the car that you were traveling in, you don't get a DUI. It's lower than one.
He did that with Dune again, where he like fact-checked the movie.
Yeah, he really
I love that he's still up to that gimmick. Police.
Yeah, it's weird. He does
who's entertained by
he's
that?
He's the liberal version of like grammar Nazis with trans people, you know, where like it's really they're just trying to be obstinate to make some weird point rather than just be chill.
He's rage baiting.
Yeah.
Right. But it's also like, I feel like it's for eighth graders because I feel like I like that stuff in eighth grade.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. But there's also like that YouTube thing called Cinema Sins. It drives me up a wall too, where it's just like, let me take a movie and here's another way that this doesn't make sense. And here's another way that this doesn't make sense. Like, first of all, in my opinion, plot is for retards. Yeah. It's all about the mood and characters and that stuff.
And explosions.
If your entire critical opinion of a movie is, well, that doesn't make sense if it happened in real life. It's like, it's a fucking movie. I'm watching Batman.
Yeah.
I know it wouldn't fucking happen. You know?
Yeah, that's true. But let me wrap up the thing that I was.
Yeah, yeah, sorry.
You should do that with like Sex in the City and be like, actually, women can't take that many.
Actually, take that many. Dicks. Actually, a guy that hot would not settle for a woman like that.
Actually, statistically speaking, a woman having that much unprotected sex would have died of HIV during that time period in New York.
You're telling me a blogger afforded that apartment?
You're telling me a blonde woman having unprotected sex with probably gay men didn't contract HIV?
These women. Didn't have a podcast.
Come Sorry. On. I'm all for entertainment. I love having fun just like everybody else, but you have to respect the science.
Did you watch Guys We Fucked on Bill Maher?
No.
Oh, my God.
Wait,
dude.
They went on Bill Maher?
Yes. You guys got to watch it. It is so awesome. He's retarded, but he's so stupid. He's like, love bombing. Yeah, I know what that is. But what is it again? Like, he's like,
that's where you love saying a certain word and then they try to cancel your show over you saying it.
He like leans over and like slaps Christina like on the like he like goes out of his way to be like creepily touch her. It's so bizarre. I actually
who books that show?
Ice Cube.
It's like James Carville, Chris DeStefano.
His one black friend. All right,
so you're like Chrissy Chaos. What the hell is that about?
It's just an old guy trying to like make up for lost time of like falling years behind the industry.
No, I asked Corinne, I was like, how did this happen?
And people she was, don't like it when you just say a smug, cunty point as a joke anymore. What's comedy? What's going on in the comedy world?
New rule, I'm funny and hot. So you have to have sex with me.
Jokes don't need punchlines.
Yeah, I think they just have a booker and they just book.
Yeah.
I'll bet if you haven't watched Club Random, which is like a truly like hellish fucking show if you've watched it. Yeah. They're just like, oh, Bill Maher. Yeah, I've seen him on TV. And so he gets all these like big, he probably has like a legit like booker.
I was trying
who
to
reaches
convince
out to agents.
I was trying to convince the Mr. Beast editor that I'm friends with to get Mr. Beast to go on the Adam Friedland show because he loved Cumtown.
Mr. Beast did?
Yeah, Mr. Beast loved Cumtown.
Okay.
Yeah, because I got like when I worked for them, I got like a lot of the people like Carl into watching it in the office. And then I think he might have also Carl watched it independently, but like they all just started circulating on in the office and they started showing it to him and he was like, yeah, this is goated. And then he just got really into that. But I don't think he would ever make an appearance on the show. But
I'm Mr. Beast. I'm going to give my dad $1 million to be gay.
I mean, if he's on Kill Tony, like a show where they literally say faggot, you should might as well do fucking the Adam Friedland show.
Was he on Kill Tony?
Yeah, he's boys with Kill Tony.
Ugh.
Yeah.
God.
The axes of evil are aligning.
I fucking
dude.
Hate YouTube and
the evil,
you. It's made
the dark
stars
forces
out of
are massive, right. Dude. They're preparing
I fucking
for
hate this team. Yeah, this is just like.
Well, that's when you let the people decide who their stars can be.
That's what I'm saying. I think bring back the gatekeepers, bring guys. Back, what the fuck? People do not know what's good.
Yeah.
God, Kill Tony and Mr. Beast. I bet that has like so many views too.
Well,
that made all people involved like millions of dollars that one episode.
Yeah. It should...
What does Mr. Beast do? He's just famous because he's famous.
It's just like a
yeah. He like puts like mice in his pants.
Yeah, that's what he does. he does that to
he's
a writer.
Like, I put 80 rats in my pants and the 240 million views.
I like that all
it's
of YouTube is just
like,
Bam Margera now.
It's like YouTube save Jigsaw scenarios. Like we tied an intern to a train and we realized we can't tie an intern to a train. So we made an exact replica, 3D printed our intern Carl and tied him to a train. Now we're driving into a hole in the earth. This video, by the way, costed $5 million to make and we made $8 million on it.
And we'll make, I'll make all of our money back and then some.
Yeah.
Also, Jake Paul is fighting Mike Tyson this weekend.
They spend as much money as they make. Like, the budget when I worked there was like $200,000 a video, and I'm sure it's like exponentially just like tripled by that, like several
thousand.
And
what did they spend the money on?
Stupid stuff. Like there's like one where like they ran over like 80 watermelons, and then like they had to cut that video because like one of the black guys that worked on the channel like did a fun bit where he just like went in front of the camera and was like, no. Why?
All right, I like him again.
Yeah.
But then Mr. Beast is like, we can't put that on the channel.
We can't put that.
Get me in trouble.
Is there a Mrs. Beast?
Yeah,
I feel like it's like.
I mean, he's like a.
But that's thing. I thought Donald Trump taught us that you don't get in trouble.
Yeah, but that's if you're cool and funny. Mr. Beast isn't like
he's for
cool
kids.
Or fun.
It's like
he's like a very awkward, like kind of borderline autistic guy, but he understands computer algorithms.
And Trump did get into trouble. He's like in fucking. Like they're taking all of his money right now and stuff. Yeah,
everything that they're doing to him is only just winning him the black vote. They're taking all of his money and taking mugshots of him.
Yeah, I know.
You don't think he's gonna like get like a 1,000% increase in black voters?
Yeah, Sexy Red's like, I support Donald Trump. Kodak Black's like, I hope he's president for 50 years.
Yeah,
I was like, damn, I've never seen so many black people love Donald Trump.
Yeah, because they know what it's like when fucking G-men don't want to see you shine.
With.
Yeah. When people don't want to see a winner win.
Which we predicted, or you sent me that video way back of him. you ain't gotta like it, but the hood gonna love it. And it's just a bunch of black guys with Trump.
Yep. I told you. The minute they were like, we're gonna start trying to pursue an indictment and like take him to court, I was like, you're gonna dig your own grave with that one, pal.
Yeah. And you'd think they'd be able to, but nothing's happening.
No,
they're just waiting for him to go to court. Dude. Well, no, they actually, they got him on
to assassinate people anymore.
He's saying he doesn't have money for bail. Like they're like gonna take his, they're gonna take his, they're gonna seize his assets if he can't come up with like $500 million or something.
Okay.
So they could take. We gotta go to Trump Tower now, guys.
Yeah. Does it
could
be gone. Does it have to be liquid? $500 million, or can be?
I think
assets?
They have to have it in cash, I guess. Yeah, they can't do assets. That's what they were saying.
That's the thing, is that most rich people, like all of their money is like.
Yeah, it's all in ads. Yeah, it's all like projected
value.
They
take out, it's projected value because they pay for their lives by taking out business loans, and then they use their stocks as collateral, and then take off loans to pay those loans. So they're just using loans forever.
That's how Kanye went to like
never pay income tax, basically.
Kanye went to billionaire to homeless in like 2 days, just because it was like all of his money was in Adidas, and once they cut that value,
wow.
Yeah, he was like, oh, I guess I have like no money.
Damn.
Yeah.
Man, one day you're on top of the world, the next day you go, I love Hitler, and then all your money's gone.
He actually said, I like Hitler, for the record. He didn't. Okay. He never said he loved him.
Okay. Yeah, they're not on that strong of terms.
I know. I'm trying to do a bit where I'm like, it's kind of like a lukewarm, like who, Hitler seems like a hate it or love it kind of guy. It's very funny to say, I like Hitler, actually. You know, not to run material, but.
But yeah, I don't know. It's just, I mean, hey man, that people hate a winner.
He's back. His is like first number one hit since Stronger.
That's what I was trying to talk about. Like when I was 19, they put me on, like, because I was mean to people, they put me on a list, and every other guy on the list was like a guy that had like groped or tried to like assault a woman.
Oh
wow.
In North Carolina.
Oh yeah.
And it's like all these like 30-40 year old men, and then I was just one mean 19 year old kid on the list.
No asterisk or anything next
no
to
asterisk yeah, or yeah. No, hey, like,
can we get like a footnote or something here, gang?
But I was just mean to people. That I was just a bully.
Yeah. But well, it's hard the first few years of comedy because everybody's kind of fighting over scraps, you know? So the world of comedy feels much smaller. But then after a while you go, "Oh, there's so many pigs out there who consume this crap."
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. There's room for everybody.
Yeah, there is. It's more of
I hope so.
I just got like annoyed when people were like they would just say a thing that like wasn't true. Like this like girl was like, yeah, they don't let, like, this was like Good Nights, and they're like, yeah, they don't let any women of color or like women on the mic, it's all guys. And it's like the club was literally run by this lady named Brandy Brown, who's like a black woman, and like they would do like a bi-yearly, like twice a year, every 6 months they would do a meeting, and like every time in the meeting she'd be like, by the way, there's a lot of white guys in comedy, if you want to come do the open mic and you're not that, I will put you up just by virtue of having some variety in the lineup. So please take advantage of that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that's how we use the mic to audition for like weekends and stuff like that. And it's like, all right, so they're just telling a lie. Like literally, it's like, no, institutionally, the industry is against us. It's like the institution is literally run by one of you.
Dalton said the funniest thing about that. Where he's
right.
Dalton like quote tweeted some like girl, and he was like, this is exactly the kind of girl who gets booked every single day and complains about how the world's against her for being a
really
woman
funny.
In fucking comedy.
Yeah. It's so stupid.
It's so true.
She's on every show and she complains about how
hard
it is.
I know. It's so hard to be. It's like, and the minute you say anything, well, actually, it can be kind of hard for a guy too. It's like, shut up.
Yeah.
You're not on my team.
Yeah.
But yeah. Shit. What are you touring?
That's
right
why
now?
You just gotta keep your mouth shut and stack clips.
Oh
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
Stack
yeah.
clips in that bread,
stack
man.
Stack those clips.
What's this Pontillo
thing?
Stack
those drink tickets, bro.
Yeah.
Man.
Stack
shit.
Those guest spots.
Yeah.
I remember the bit I would do when I was underage, and they'd still give me drink tickets at the bar. So I would just go outside and I would try to find a homeless person and be like, hey, these will get you a free drink at the bar.
Really? Did it work?
Yeah, dude, many times, like homeless guys would like shamble and be like, they said I could get a drink in here. And I would make sure they do it like while somebody I didn't like was on stage. Oh, yeah.
That's amazing. And I'll bet the bartender's like, well, he doesn't look that much worse than most of the open micers.
And they like,
I was
the one
19-year-old
on the show. And then they're like, where's he getting these drink tickets? Not from
Where'd
the guy.
Where'd you get
that
the drink tickets?
From the booker or from like the person hosting. It was for shows. So like, I get a drink ticket for the show. Yeah.
1 month later, he's like, where's the bucket? I want to sign up.
I heard Kill Tony's changing people's lives. It's like, his name's Tony Hinchcliffe. Yeah, Mr. Kill, last name Tony.
They said if I had amputated legs, I could get on Kill Tony.
I lost my legs to diabetes.
Oh, my God. So, wait, are you going on the road and touring and stuff right now?
Yeah, a little bit.
How's that
one-niners
going?
One-niners and stuff.
What's that?
Yeah.
Yeah, one-niners. I did a weekend. Well, I lined up some weekend stuff last weekend. And, you know, put my special out this week. So
nice.
Yeah.
I'm trying to focus on that. I'm trying to get some donations from people.
Yeah.
Is the special already out?
This will be out Thursday. Monday of next week. It comes out this Thursday.
Okay, so it's out
yeah,
right
so
now.
Yeah, so it's out right now if it's you're watching right
nice, great timing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I...
YouTube.com/...
That's what you filmed at the stand a while ago, right?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I sent some like friends of mine that aren't like huge comedy fans to that, and they went and they said you did great. Thanks. But then they're like, there's like, yeah, but there's this weird pedophile looking bald guy with glasses that open. And he's just like, talking about Ian. They're like, yeah, his name's like Liam or something. I hated that guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they didn't like Ian.
What
at
are
all.
You, a kid? You want to have sex later? That's yeah. funny. Why didn't they like Ian?
They said he didn't like it. I think one of them got roped into crowd work or something.
Oh, yeah. Like, he can do real really mean. Like, yeah. He can do mean, like, front row. Yeah, like, yeah, then, I've seen him do it.
Yeah, I've seen him, like, I saw it was, like,
I feel like I've seen yeah. Ian do really well, but then when you look at his, like, clips, like, we were making fun of him on Stavi's World recently because he had a clip and the thumbnail just said, I hate young people.
Yeah. He's like... No, he like he's just
these kids try to tell me how to live my life.
Ian's a funny guy that does well. He's just like has horrible business acumen where he'll like be like, I'm making fun of communists, so I think I'm gonna put that on Twitter. It's me and Jeremiah Watkins okay, making fun of communists. Why am I getting ratioed right now?
I told this
you
to,
had to save him. I remember watching that.
I told this to Ian because I was like, Ian, this clip is especially funny because you're in like an old suit. He looks like a man at the end of
coming,
his rope.
He was coming from a funeral.
Yes,
he said.
He told me
that's the only suit that he owns, and it's brown.
It's brown. Yeah, he looks like a public defender.
Yeah. He looked like he was in a local production of Glengarry Glen Ross. I hope the set goes good. I don't know what's going on right now.
Oh, I didn't have any coffee. I've been crushing cigarettes, but they told me those were for closers.
Hey, coffee's for closers. Fuck, oh,
I haven't been closing.
I took the leads. Fuck.
But I'm closing those doors. Sit down in your chair, bigot. You're going to watch this stand-up.
I just rewatched Glengarry Glen Ross.
I just think it's so funny, though, like, doing a Manhattan club to like it's in Gramercy, so none of those people are communists. They're all yuppies
yeah, they're all
that
tourists.
Work for
they're
the
all tourists,
and I'm sure it worked fine in the room.
And it worked fine, and it probably killed in the room.
You know what communism is?
We can't do that two episodes in a row.
Okay.
So, actually, if you don't laugh at my jokes, no,
you've activated
it's
them.
It's praxis. I was just doing this right. We did an episode right before this, and I was going, it's actually like good to get it. DUI. Did you see that tweet he did?
No.
Jake tweeted out that like actually if you kind of like have to get a DUI in most places because there's no public infrastructure, so going up against drunk driving is it's classes. And okay. Our mutual friend Sam, online boy, like quote tweeted and was like, actually if you have to drunk drive you're an alcoholic. It was pretty funny. But yeah, I was like,
there should be different BAV levels for DUIs because Asians have statistically less alcohol tolerance. It's not a race thing. It's just being more inclusive of our Pacific Islander friends and our PAPC. What is it called?
It's really funny
that you can be so far left, you can just
be
conservative. Any crime.
Well, it's just like, okay, my personal beliefs.
Oh, you can be so far left, you're right.
The left and the right are the same. Yeah, it's crazy that like the right and the left are the same.
Yeah. Like, yeah, leftist women and right-wing women, they both throw drinks at my face at the bar.
It's crazy how both women on the right and the left will...
don't like being called a bitch.
Yeah, they're actually fine with my politics because they're so cute.
Is that Ryan Long?
Yeah. Yes.
shout out Ryan. Long, friend of the show.
Not shout out Jake, though.
I worked with Jake for a little while at a bar.
I liked Jake. When I first moved here, I liked it. I used to go to, hilariously, Jake and Ian's show, like when I first moved in Clara Kane's show when I first moved
here. I'll tell you this. I haven't even seen him do well.
Yeah, he was funny when I first moved here.
Yeah.
I would go to their show, and Jake would actually always, I always thought, did the best.
Yeah.
Then I watched him post a clip later. I was like, damn, did you just like decline or something?
I don't know. He's on his own little journey.
Well, you know, people, you have to make that choice between like whether you want to stick by your weird online politics. Not weird.
Yeah,
like,
no,
you know,
I think that's what happened.
That?
Yeah, you're
you
like, what
like...
audience do I want to cultivate? Should I try to go after people who like, you know, have families and want to come out and have a good time?
Or should I, should I try to after agoraphobic people that, like, trans people that don't leave their house?
Yeah. Yeah. Who have no sense of humor.
Yeah, exactly. It, the one day they'll leave their house, if they come to my show, will have their arms folded the entire time. Mm-hmm. And they'd have a much better time at, like, comedy,
well,
bang,
bang,
live.
Well, that's to cover post-op scars, dude.
No, that's true. Yeah. I'm sorry. That was not. That's kind of transphobic. That was transphobic
really
of me.
Don't
I'm
do
sorry.
That. I will walk out on the show.
I did see like an ad for like, it was like DSA dating night, like speed dating, talk about marks and fucking.
I thought the DSA was cooked. I thought like after that like town hall meeting they had where they looked like absolutely the most retarded people in the world, like that just kind of cooked them.
Yeah, I think their luster is lost. It was very like. It seemed very like desperate, yeah, honestly.
It was literally like a
more
guy
like
being like
slow dating,
yeah.
Instead of speed dating.
Yeah, yeah, very true, very true.
Yeah. Yeah, voting on the spectrum.
Voting, yeah, yeah. It did seem like it kind of died with the Biden election, yeah. Like the DSA stuff.
I don't want to vote for Biden because he's a supporter of the war and conflict on Gaza. But honestly, though, anything is better than Trump. So I'm going to actually have to concede and vote for Biden, even though he is a genocidal.
Around September, October, I'll probably vote for
him. Like,
you
could have just gone in the voting booth. You didn't have to tell me that, pal.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, the thing is like.
Oh, congrats to Putin for winning the election. That was a nail biter.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard he was a landslide victory.
89%, baby. I saw videos of like people like numbers. Going into the voting, like they have the voting booths, and there was literally like military people like with guns like walking into like. I'm like, why even do this? This is just so silly.
Yeah, it's like they catch two people having gay sex in there, and like, oh, we're voting for you. Okay.
Keep going.
We thought you weren't. We thought you weren't voting. Putin, right? Yeah, we thought you weren't voting for Putin. That's my bad. Oh, continue to fucking.
Now that
other.
I know you are voting twice, we let it slide.
Well, they put Vladimir. We got the gay vote. We got it.
Good job.
I don't know why I turned away from the camera to do the thumbs up.
Yeah, we don't know how to cheat out. That's fine.
Yeah.
This is all very new for us.
Bright lights, the big city.
Big city.
But yeah, what do we even talk about anymore? It feels like it's just we've been talking about David Angelo and politics from 2017. There's like nothing left to say.
Yeah, dude.
Biden made everything boring.
I think we're old heads. Yeah. No, this is a sign that we're unks now. Your father, he's an unk. I'm an unk.
I'm an unk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate that.
No problem. Appreciate that too.
I
don't know. Just, yeah. I mean, that's like about all there is.
State of the Union. Do you watch that?
No.
Damn it, struck out.
Well, yeah, he just said, well, okay,
God damn it.
So watching the State of the Union is like watching the Republican debates,
right?
When people are watching that, it's like, what this is just a huge waste of time.
This year's was very,
well, it was more people were like kind of watching to see if like Biden would have like a,
yeah, they thought he was gonna stroke out, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he was actually very, very concise. They must have like fucking shot him up with so many drugs.
Mm-hmm. Sean Hannity was like, he's jacked up Joe. Like, awesome, dude. Yeah. I love the spin. I love the spin machine.
Yeah.
I guess we could talk about Hamas, like if they're even bad.
Yeah, honestly,
I like it with
even,
like carrots
and touched on, yeah,
and pretzels.
Yeah.
And
pita chips.
Celery. Yeah, pita chips, yeah. Naan, a little bit of naan.
Naan
with that
can be good. Yeah,
yeah.
Cross-cultural.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, do you guys think
Hamas?
Do you think Pakistani food or Indian food is better?
Pakistani food because it has more meat in it.
I agree.
Indian food's a lot of heavy like masala and like I'm Indian, but like I like Pakistani food.
Where
more.
Do you get Pakistani food?
Indian restaurants.
There's a great India Pakistan like a little circle, but in Gramercy.
Most of like
there's like four great. They're all India / Pakistani food.
Yeah, like they really.
There's a good
like,
Afghan place in Astoria. Actually,
the people that run
what's Nepalese food like? Have you heard that? Have you had that?
It's very similar.
It's like when your dad's
like,
famous.
It's yeah. There we go. He's
Nepalese.
Oh, okay.
Cut his mic, folks. Okay. Cut his mic. All right. All right, I'll be taking that.
You know, sometimes if you just slow down, you find better. You find better bits.
I'm not forcing it. Yeah, I was
just kind of.
I thought that's what it was.
If you have a fucking conversation. You have an actual fucking human conversation.
I'm trying. What are you talking about? That's what it is, right? It's like when your dad is famous.
I'm not trying to suck off David Angelo.
He can't help me. I've already tried it.
Yeah.
I was just telling you my favorite Ninja Turtle was.
No, but you were like, I hope he hears this.
Well, yeah. I was like, he's the only one who's gonna get who that is.
Yeah.
Besides you, maybe. Yeah, right. I didn't even know if you knew him.
David?
Yeah.
Yeah. We go way back.
Yeah, no.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I guess the thing about Robbie is like if he's ever on to something or like criticizing for me for something that's pretty valid and something bad I did, I can just like introduce two characters to combine, and he'll forget whatever criticism he had of me.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
That's pretty nice. Easy.
Like, yeah, like yeah, kill like, Tony Soprano.
Yeah, kill Tony Soprano, and then nope, he does it. But
What's do you want to do some? You want to do some kill Tony Soprano?
I've already done it. We did it. But if you want to try, yeah, throw one out for me.
All right. Let's see, John Cena Riley.
Oh, hey, everybody. I just killed Bin Laden.
I don't know that much about John Cena. I'm now embarrassed. Oh, now give me another one. Give me another one.
As a girl not knowing about wrestling.
Yeah.
How about
Lindsay
Lohan, like Willie Lohman?
Who's Willie Lohman?
From Death of a Salesman.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
What does he sound like? I only saw the one where...
Malkovich.
See, there's no celebrities anymore, which is a problem.
Yeah, that is a problem.
We used to have agreed upon celebrities.
Yeah, but now they're all in jail.
Well, that's what the Oscars were kind of fun. They trotted out the last ones. It was all like old white guys. It was like fucking Schwarzenegger, DeVito, Pacino, De Niro, like all the guys that our parents liked, basically. Yeah. It was the best Oscars they've had in a while.
Yeah.
I guess Gosling is famous, right? Zendaya, Chalamet is big.
What about Chinese Ryan Gosling? I'll do a Cumtown one for you.
Chinese Ryan Gosling? Yeah. What would that sound like?
Ryan Dumpling.
There you go. Ryan Goosling. Goosering. Gosring.
Gosring.
What were we talking about? Nepalese food?
Nepalese food. It's basically the same thing as Pakistani food.
You probably don't even eat food.
Blood of curry, yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You probably have freeze-dried food like while you're watching Gas Digital shows.
Okay, I do not watch Gas Digital shows. No, I watch fucking... I've just watched basketball video documentaries now.
Oh, okay.
I was down in Austin recently. That's the thing I did. Basketball.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was fun. Have you been down there yet?
Yeah, I went for like a night.
Dude, it's pretty nightly recently.
Yeah, like maybe a few months ago.
Okay. Did you go do the Creek or something?
I did Roscoe's.
Roscoe's is actually pretty fun. Yeah, room. It's a good time.
Yeah.
The Creek's kind of fun, though, like with the hang, because I know Shane's people hang out there all the time.
Mm.
It made it a little bit better, but there's some like really...
Yeah. If Shane Gillis ever said hello to you, you have to move to Austin.
Yeah,
now.
Exactly.
Dude, I swear they're all like, I'm gonna move down to Austin and be best friends with Shane, and then I'll get on Kill Tony.
I was like at trying to sign up for Kill Tony just to see what it was like, and I've never been at a place that is in more of a need for a mass shooting than the Kill Tony sign up.
Go on.
It's like retarded people. A lot of them are high on mushrooms, and they'll just come up and like no volume control, be like, "Oh, hey, John, you're signing up again this week? Yeah, it's my 88th time signing up. I hope I get on." It's like they've flagged you. You're never getting on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And everyone's like,
"What do? They just pick names at random and let people?"
Not at random. Dude. They definitely. I've seen them like talk to the people that end up going up before the show even started.
Mm-hmm.
There's like three people in a row that weren't there for when their names were being called. Mm-hmm. And then I saw him like on the third name, just look around, recognize a guy that's been on before and be like, "Hey, you've been on before. Come on." And it's just like, it's like an enterprise at this point. I'm sure that it had like integrity or something with the
name. Well, they don't let the comics in the room anymore. So it's like,
well, yeah, that would be like an active shooter bomb threat, like easily with the people that they've like now garnered.
Well, they're saying like Austin is going to be like is like a new comedy mecca. I'm like, no, it's just going to be full of comics who moved there for Joe Rogan.
It's full of a lot of
which are like the worst comics that you could possibly think of.
But that's the thing is that like they all kind of gunk each other.
What's the old comedy mecca?
Here, New York, for sure.
No, I think it's Mecca.
Yeah, it's Mecca. What's the deal with Ramadan? I can't eat till sundown. What the fuck is this about? Does Allah really care? Oh, you ate lunch. Go to hell.
Yeah, I mean, I hope they Allah smites the Zionist devil worshiping state of Israel. But
I think he likes Israel. Actually, that's my hot take. Allah likes Israel.
Oh, that would suck.
Seem to think.
Yeah, he's like, what the fuck? What are you guys doing? I like it over there. It's nice. Jews, they make funny shows. What the hell are you doing?
No, Israel's the Shane Gillis fan that got said hello to once, and they're like, I'm like God's favorite person.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, God loves me. He told me all this is mine, actually, and that I should take over the mothership.
Oh, I hope I get killed. I just got pulled for Kill Infidel.
Yeah, I got Kill Infidel. Kill Zionist. Oh my God.
But have you noticed, like, in other cities, like, in New York, people don't really suck each other off that much. But the other places that you go, they're all in a little bit of a circle jerk.
They are to an extent. Smaller, you can stay out of it, like, and receive the. If you're just funny down there,
what's that?
People will be nice to you if you're funny.
What did you call
there.
Me?
Microseat. You know, Jewish, you would be microseat. Like anyway, I was just talking about. I did that
what
on
would
the
Jewish
gate.
Robbie be?
Robbie Good. It would just good be Robbie. Robbie Goodman. Good Robin. Rob. Yeah. Robbie Rob good a good man. Yeah.
Rob a good. That's good.
I do like how the fucking things on their head are called literally called payas.
Are they?
Yeah. The like the ear curl. Those ear curl things are called payas. Mm. I don't know.
Just, why is it?
Because that's what they say at the end of the month when your rent's due.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Oh, yarmulke.
Yarmulke Saunders.
Yeah, Yarmulke Saunders.
I can't stand.
What's with all these
people trying
what's
to
with all these white boys?
The
I hate all these
state
white
of Israel.
Boys. we
went
park to
park my
different...
Toyota Sienna.
All these brown Ahmed guys think they got a beer lineup so they can storm the wall and go over into the country music concert or whatever the fuck. It was actually what was it? Reggae concert?
Yeah,
these, EDM festival.
These
yeah, EDM
boys
festival.
Laid on they rent. Mm. All these boys laid on they rent.
Just because you push motherfuckers down for 80 years, they think they can hit you back on some slick shit. Acting all brand new just because they've been occupied.
Yeah, let me get some of that boil of oil. It's going to last for like 8 days.
There we go. Referencing another person that we're very close friends with and have worked
I don't, so
with.
That's the thing.
Robbie
don't,
opens for
Yamanika. I don't know Yamanika Saunders and I will cop to that.
Yeah.
The thing is, I'm not
I
named,
saw her when I was down in
here's
Austin,
the thing, Mike. I'm not name dropping. I've just been around for a very long time and right. I know a lot of people who have gotten successful.
Right, right.
You know? People just don't realize how long I've been doing this for like fucking since like 2009. So it's been a while. Oh, yeah. It's been a while, yeah.
Since Obama? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. Me too.
Cool.
Yeah, I started in 2009 when I was 11.
Really?
I started in 2014.
That's, you were like a child comedian?
I was the cute kid comedian.
What's the deal with bedtime?
Yeah. But then I crossed Steve Harvey when I was doing America's
Got Talent. But in 2009, you were like 16?
I was 18. No, okay. Yeah, no, 17.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah, I was 11.
Yeah, 17. Mm. Well, like the first time I did, I was in high school, but then I like started in college basically. But it was like, I was in college, so it was kind of like on and off or whatever.
Yeah, I was busy getting really good at Arkham games.
I was also busy doing that too. Yeah. I spent about half my time playing Arkham City.
Yeah.
Which was great.
When did you start comedy, Mike?
2006, I guess.
2006? Yeah. Okay. Nice.
What are you going to do about your kid with video games and, like porn and stuff? Like, is there any way to like shelter
video
him?
Video games and porn?
Yeah. Do you regret giving him screen time?
Like M-rated. Are you going to like let him play like M-rated games when he's like 10 or 11 or something?
Yeah, probably. I mean, they'll find a way to do it.
Yeah.
You know. But yeah, he watches a lot of YouTube shorts, which is funny. I think he's definitely getting brain damage.
Yeah, they've given me brain damage, and I'm my brain is fully formed.
But he's like obsessed with it. Like he just
what kind
just
of shorts? Like what kind of things? Just
like a guy's head in a toilet spinning around to techno music.
Mike,
wow, he has good taste.
But sometimes I need to cook dinner, so I'm like, nothing's gonna hold his attention.
I'm telling you, duct tape him to a wall.
Yeah.
He won't like not TV or like not Sesame Street or anything like that.
Yeah, but then he'll like he'll be like, I want YouTube.
Yeah.
So
man. They got us by the YouTube, not even
he's
TikTok.
You gotta be careful. He's gonna get the Fortnite accent.
What's
that's
that?
What guys like talk like this. And,
no,
oh, yeah. That's what happens when you play.
That's
too
what
much
happens
Fortnite.
When you play too much Fortnite. You start talking like this. Yeah. I just think the occupation of West Bank is a tragedy. I don't really think that you know, we should start voting for more third party candidates because obviously dividing into a two party system is just not working.
Stephen A. Smith knows a lot about Fortnite for some reason, which is very funny.
It's weird. He knows a lot about Fortnite, but then no like black media.
Yeah,
it'd
be
by
like
black media, I mean anime.
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't know anything about Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, he didn't
but
know
he's like
Vegeta.
He's like, the amazing thing about Fortnite was that the original skins were truly the greatest.
I don't know what sport commentator this was, but like I saw this on my feed when I was brain rotting myself with like reels. There's like some guy being like, problem is these females ain't in the kitchen anymore. And he stops for a second, he's like, we losing recipes. And just cuts to him like close up like, we losing recipes.
That's what Shannon Sharp said about, they're like, Anthony Edwards cannot be the faith of the league. Cause what do we want? We need someone who's married. What do we want when we select the president? We want someone who's married and stable. And then like everyone just like looked at him and then they were just like, anyway, moving on. Who do we think? The Celtics?
Yeah.
But I have to say, it is a little offensive how bad millennial women are at cooking.
Yeah.
They like don't even try.
They're like intentionally bad, like a level where like I couldn't try to be that bad at cooking.
Yeah.
My girlfriend's pretty good at cooking.
I think millennial women can cook, but we're just in a major
but she's
city.
A Zoomer.
Like no one cooks in New York, you know, because we don't have big kit. You do.
Every night.
It's millennial women. There's a lot of, listen, Latinos will fix you a plate, brother.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dominicans as well.
Dominican women, okay.
But I feel like in the suburbs, like women be cooking a little bit more, you know? It's just like because the women who move to New York are often like upwardly mobile yuppies, you know. Yeah, so they're
just,
working
well, it's
a
just
lot.
Just because like Sex in the City taught them to emasculate men. Mm-hmm. For like sexual pleasure,
but like in small towns in the Midwest, like they're still like getting married at like 23 and like having kids at 27 and like cooking and cleaning. And I'm moving to the Midwest.
Yeah, like a guy my age is on his like second kid right now. He just had his that I went to school.
Yeah, even me in the Bay Area, like I've like a few hometown friends just having kids and stuff, which is crazy.
Yeah.
And the Bay Area is like pretty.
Yeah, but they're jealous of us because we get to
live our dreams. Yeah,
because, but the problem is like I know exactly what their life is, and I'm jealous. They like have this false idea of what my life is because of an Instagram post I made in like 2017.
I know, but let them have it.
I don't like lying to people.
They
unlike,
get to live vicariously.
Unlike the state of Israel, I don't like lying to people.
There's also a way to spin it where it is like, oh, you know, Yeah, I just ran into like high school friends who just had a kid, or college friends who just had a kid, and
Let them think what your life is. Yeah. Like, you know, you don't correct them.
Also, you just take gratitude, and you know, doing comedy in New York is cool. You know, it is fun. So you just have to like kind of take gratitude in it, even though it's like awful in so many ways. It is like, you know, I asked my friends like back in Colorado, or my friends they're from Colorado. I was just asking,
they're like the Rat Pack. Didn't Brendan Schaub say that once?
Yeah, I think so. He's because he was mad that Rogan moved to Austin. He's like, we were like the new Rat Pack.
What a fun pull.
He was bemoaning the fact that he couldn't go to the Comedy Store anymore.
Not the dream team, or like something more, at least a little bit closer, more relevant.
The Rat Pack.
The Rat Pack. That dude is like too Italian for his own good. What the
just
fuck?
Imagine you go out like down to your dad's basement. He's got a painting of like Joe Rogan and Brendan Schaub.
Yeah, all smoking cigars. Like, dude, that is gonna be a generation of
in
dudes,
like hunting
though.
Suits with like foxes.
There's gonna be dudes with Shane Gillis paintings on their fucking man cave.
A Shane Gillis oil painting would go pretty hard though.
Yeah.
I would think that's
but
fucking
I'll
one up
you
dude.
Tom Myers oil painting.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
But like people love like the people who love Rogan and Bert, like love those guys. Like people like our fathers used to like love like Sinatra and stuff.
Sure.
No, my dad. Because
there's no one for men anymore in popular culture except for podcasters.
There's no one really for men anymore in popular culture. Yeah.
We'll get Theo.
Theo, that's what I'm saying. And so I, as much as I hate all that shit, which I do, I'm like, I know why this
exists.
That's
so true, because who's the last actor that you really liked?
Like Gosling's the best one, and he's like very feminine,
Gosling,
you know.
Yeah.
It's like they have to be like women approved for them to be big these days, you know.
Right. There's no Charles Bronson.
Come on, do some top surgery on me. I'm trying to be more like a girl and have a girl fan base.
Who's that?
That's Theo.
Oh, Theo.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only stars for men anymore are like athletes. That's like it.
Yeah.
Like in movies and music, like I couldn't
it's like
fucking
athletes
tell you.
And then like Andrew Tate. That's what I'm like,
right. I'm saying Andrew Tate sucks, but he came out of just the fact that
there's
nothing
no
for
male
dude.
Role
yeah,
models,
there's no
yeah.
male ain't no male role models no more, everybody. But luckily wokeness is dead because Sydney Sweeney got her titties out.
Yeah. I guess we got to be the change we want to see in the world.
I mean, literally, that's what it is.
Instead of doing podcasts about David Angelo, we got to
we got to get shredded and then like sell people
fake
supplements.
I'm telling you that David Angelo thing is going to be a big hit. Everyone in the comments is going to be like, Robbie, that David Angelo thing, I was laughing my ass off.
Really?
No. I don't even think my fans know who he is.
No, people are going to see that, and then they're going to watch the episode and be like, wow, Mike Fwiggin owned Wobby that whole episode. Yeah, you can see Mike hates his friend Wobby.
Yeah, literally. That's
I'm
literally
probably better
what
friends
say.
With Mike Wasine than Wobby
yeah,
is.
Yeah, they're going to go on the Legion of Skanks Reddit. Mike Wasine completely cooked Wobby. I love when they get him out of the freaking
well,
scene.
Well. Wobby Goodwin coming out of the woodwork again, trying to desperately name Wob comics.
Someone said that on Reddit. Someone said that. They acted like a fucking movie villain. They're like, oh, well. I posted a clip on Reddit. So I was like, well, Mr. Goodwin, I see you've made it out of the woodwork to name Dwap the clout chase or something. Shut the fuck up, dude.
Yeah, and I'll just get like comments that like are in reference to me, like I'm like a married to a woman and it's cheating on me. It's like Wolfgang's gotta he's gotta spread his wings. He's gotta cut loose from this thing he just started doing.
I don't see that though.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like these narratives, these guys. It's like, it's literally like they're wrestling.
They have to believe that.
Yeah.
Because they
yeah.
think they're in like our friend group. They think that they're like, I'm Lewis's friend.
And they think they're friends with, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, people are pretty ambivalent towards me. It's more of like people like insult Robbie and then like use me as a means to be like, it's a weird thing.
Yeah.
It's super weird. But I mean, I don't know. I think sometimes it's just like they're all those guys are like autistic wrestling fans, so they just pick a heel that they don't like. It's, but then they see you at Skankfest and be like, "Oh, Wabi, it was so, nice to meet so you. Good to see
yeah,
you."
Yeah, it's honestly, you know what it is? It's like reality TV. Like my sister met Spencer and Heidi, who like are like the villains of the hills of the time, who she hated, but she met them and she's like, "Oh my god, like I love you guys."
Yeah,
just because it's like the guy from TV, I recognize him or whatever, you know. And it's just like, okay, I'll. It's like
people have no male role models.
People have no male role models. Yeah.
We should just be heels then.
We should.
It's not fun. Yeah. It's not fun. I mean, the thing about being a heel that seems fun is that everyone knows you're doing it. They hate you because you're playing a character. Yeah.
Right.
Whereas, like, just being a guy that people hate on the internet is very, very, like, emotionally draining.
Mike, get me that fake gun and a spot on the Adam Friedland show. I'll be your heel.
Okay.
I'll be a heel.
Where are we at with the time? You know, like
that's how you know that we're really cooking. Yeah. The time.
No,
check.
I just got sad but, thinking about all the things people say about me on the internet.
You guys did an episode before, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
well, I.
Where are we at? Oh, that's great. All right, good. Cool.
You got to change your Twitter notifications make sure they're following you for them to respond.
Yeah,
that's good. Yeah, I like that. Although people actually have been very nice lately. Like people like kind of. People flip flop.
I feel like
it's just when I like name search. That's when I like it. That's when I see the mean stuff. Honestly,
yeah. But why do you do that to yourself?
Because I'm addicted to the internet.
You're like, I wonder if everyone's saying that Robbie is really cool and awesome.
Yeah. Oh, the internet where people say
no
nice
results
things.
Found.
It's just like,
where people say nice things about you.
What about you? Yeah. I feel like you've been getting. You had to like block not people, but like keyword block things with like being a supporter of liberating Palestine. There's been a lot of tattletales,
I guess, but not really. No, I don't know.
Or is that just that one club where somebody wrote
being
like pro
Palestine is like,
yeah, but that club's still like
booked
you.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, what? But like, did you know that person? Was that person that is a fan or follower?
No,
like,
I don't know. I don't know who they are. Oh. It's probably Rich Voss. He probably hired someone on
this
Fiverr.
This guy got fucking Mike. He's doing that again. Let me
by the way,
tell him.
I'm 6'8". Yeah, no, I just remember seeing that, and that made me like really vicariously mad because it's like, what the fuck? Who cares, dude?
Yeah, but it's just kind of like what they do.
It's just people online. That I mean, that topic animates people on both sides, so people are gonna try and like ruin others. You know.
Stand-up's not that special, but it is unique with like some of the stupid, annoying problems you have to deal with.
I watched I read that list of like the zone of interest. It was like a bunch of Jewish actors, directors, and producers who like. Signed a thing protesting it or whatever, and I saw Michael Rapaport's name, and he signed it Michael Rapaport actor/disruptor.
Nice.
That's a cool guy. Yeah, that's a cool guy. You know what would be the coolest thing if he just stormed
what are you
here
disrupting
right now,
the line like, at CVS to get your fucking herpes medicine
the fucking drink orders at the stand because you're trying to hit a guy that's more successful than you in comedy.
What the fuck. I'm glad I told him Dr. Doolittle 2 sucked.
That's good. I didn't even know he was in there.
To his face?
Yeah, well, I was he was judging, and I was on roast battle. I was roast battling, yeah.
Okay.
The only thing I know him from
did
is
you call
like
him Michael Crapaport?
I should have. That would have been fun. Actually, that's in the crap. No, he said something much worse.
Yeah. Michael Rapaport with a W because he's got a rap sheet from fucking raping girls.
Yeah, more like Rape Report.
Yeah.
Starring Michael.
I don't know. Yeah, I remember.
Does he really?
I want it to be.
Didn't he like beat? No, he didn't.
I don't think so. No, the only.
Wait, no, yeah, I think that's when what made him slap Ari. Was Ari was like, didn't you like beat your wife?
Oh, is that
something
what it was?
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I just remember the slap, and it was about Kobe.
No, I think Ari was like, didn't you? I think Mike was like, hey, what the fuck you think you doing, bro? Or I don't know. Maybe it was about Kobe.
Maybe it was about Kobe.
But then Ari was like. Yeah, but you, like, beat your wife, right? And so then he, like, slapped him or something, which is a bad defense for being accused of domestic abuse is to assault somebody.
Yeah, you know, that's the funniest response you can do in comedy.
No, that's a real Alien versus Predator situation to me.
Yeah, I know you got your issue, but yeah, I don't know. It's annoying. But whatever. Yeah. They'll win.
That was a pretty funny Kobe tweet until we found out that, you know,
his daughter was also in the helicopter. Yeah. Like, but he didn't know that before that?
I don't think so. Maybe. Who knows?
Yeah, he should have doubled down, though, when that came out and be like, well, he let his daughter fly.
I think he did. I think he did double down when people got mad at him.
But in like a joke way. Hinchcliffe, actually, I had a funny one, though. It was like Kobe passing. I can't believe it.
That was funny. That was good. That was really good.
That was a good instance of joke, Mac. Matt.
I think, but that's not. See, that's more of like a joke. My thing with the Ari thing was just like he's just trying to get people mad.
Yeah, he's rage baiting.
Yeah, he's rage bait, which is like, I don't know. I feel like that's a very low skill kind of thing.
I don't know. It's just annoying because it's like I was in North Carolina at the time, and like when you're in a smaller scene, you've done comedy in a bigger city. You've always done comedy in New York,
pretty much.
Yeah, it's in smaller places when something like that happens. They'll like the scene will be like, we have to have a debrief, you know, because we also face similar issues. Like, this is like, there's five of us. No, we don't.
Oh, man. 2020 sucked. It was just like every little thing got like poured over like that.
Yeah.
Like, because everyone's like posting stuff from the beginning of the pandemic because it was about 4 years ago.
Yeah. That's like how I got in trouble is the D'Elia thing happened right before the pandemic. And then there were like during the pandemic, the D'Elia thing happened. And they're like, we need to make a list of our problematic men in the scene. And I'm like,
there's a few of those lists going around. Yeah.
And I was just, I don't know.
Oh, in
North Carolina.
Yeah.
And I was on there by virtue of just being mean to people, I guess, or something.
You deserved it, though.
No, I was being funny.
Well, yeah, because they had like 9 rapists on the list.
Yeah.
And they were like, we should round this out.
We really need a brown guy on here.
We need a brown guy that's a diversity hire for the rape list.
Yeah.
Or we'll get canceled.
Who do we intensely dislike?
Yeah, but the thing is like it got like it posted and reattached to like my Facebook wall, and it like helped. It like fucked up getting a job out of college for me.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So it was like annoying.
Then the pandemic probably.
Yeah, everybody's working from home and stuff. I mean, it's years ago now, but that's, I don't know. It's just fucking annoying.
Somebody made a list once, and they were like, it was just like the names, and then they were like, these are the racists in the New York comedy community.
Oh, Michael, what did you get? Were you
no,
on
I was.
No, they
I was
put
not.
Nathan Orton on that. Though I remember. I remember I remember that lit, which is very funny. It's like, why are they? That guy was like, but it was like stupid. A lot of them were kind of. I think Matt Maron was on there.
Really?
Because they just like took like, I don't know how they came. I think so, something like that.
Yeah.
It was like a bunch of like very silly people were on that list.
That was an interesting list. Yeah.
But I remember that.
Yeah.
Who else was on it that we know?
That was the only Smith. Ones I remember. Well.
Wow.
You know.
But Lewis wasn't on it, and he was like upset.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny. Sense. What the hell? Another list I'm not on.
Did they put Mullen on it at all?
No.
Okay.
No.
I know like several Indian women that like know of Nick Mullen, not even from being like aware of Come Down or anything, just because he was like would go viral all the time for being mean to Indian women online. Uh-huh. To like that like So Ra girl or whatever, he used to like bully her.
Oh yeah.
And I don't know, it was very I don't know.
I remember he posed as a Down syndrome girl back when I was in LA, and they like Me Too'd an improviser because the improviser was like Nick Mullen like sent up like a fake OkCupid profile as like a Down syndrome woman.
Oh yeah, you told me.
And this improv
so
guy
funny.
Had to like move home. I think his name was Blake Hogue, I'm pretty sure. And he like had to, and he was like, they found, and then Nick on Facebook like posted
basically
their exchange.
It was like an exchange of a guy like he matches with this girl that like appears to have Down syndrome, so be like, so when do your parents leave? He's like, I like blocks. And then just like continuing to not acknowledge is like, I can be over around 7. It's like, it was really hot out today and things.
Would
like
you guys
that.
Say Nick Mullen's one of your heroes and you worship him like a god?
No, my only hero is Cat Williams, and that's about it.
Okay.
And my mom.
He actually was a big influence before I moved here, I would say. Yeah. I like when I was listening to Come Town, it like made me want to move to New York.
He's,
and then
I mean,
I got
I
here
love
and
his
I
comedy,
met them and I
liked
like them.
I don't know, like I like had an experience interviewing like Mark Norman when I was like 19.
Wolfgang, you love Nick Mullen. Don't
I mean no, but like I don't, don't like play, I don't like dude. Idolize comics because it's like, I don't know, I just kind of like that was when I clicked. It's like, oh, we're all kind of like losers. It's fine. I love his comedy, but I'm not like he's my hero and I'll agree with whatever take he
I'm more
has.
Of a Tom Myers guy myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just like, I don't know, I don't like the level of sometimes hero worship people get where they're just like change their opinions to like be congruent with the guy they like.
Yeah, I was a big Come Town fan before I met those guys, even was in New York though, for sure. I met like but then I met them, and I met all them through like the roast battle stuff, and they were all really cool.
Yeah,
which was nice. It was nice that they weren't dickheads.
Although Zarin Nagarv is a comedy hero of mine.
Although I don't know Adam at all. I haven't really met Adam at all. I've only really met Stav and Nick. Stav's huge now. He's like really famous.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's crazy. Like my like cousin knows who he is. Same with Shane. I went to like my aunt's house, and her like friend's boyfriend was like, do you know who Shane Gillis is? I was just like, it was just so It was really weird because mm-hmm. I saw these people like the creek in the cave basement back yeah. in the day.
I was back know? Home. And
you're like what? Friends with yeah. them.
I'm not friends with any of them. I'm friendly with Shane, and I was yeah. before he was like.
Do you have his number in your phone?
Shane?
Yeah.
I know you.
No, but I have Instagram DMs with him. Okay. Yeah. Your thing was hilarious, so I really liked that.
That was pretty funny. What was that actually a number too? I never like checked to see.
It was supposed to be like a number of a scam call I got that day, but I like messed up the number, so it ended up being
It'd be
like,
funny if you gave out Deb's number on accident.
Yeah.
Just the guy goes like, I love you.
Do you want to hang out with me? I could buy us beer.
Who the is thing this? Is, though, nobody really cares or pays attention to anything. So I could have put my number on there.
Someone yeah. put my number on the really someone put my number on the Legion of Skanks subreddit once. Oh, yeah. And I got a bunch of calls for like a week. And then yeah. they stopped calling, thankfully. You get
I gave him my number on Guys We Fucked one time.
That's pretty cool.
What yeah, happened?
I just got a few girls being like, that was funny. And then one girl did send me a picture of her.
That's not there. You go. There we yeah. go. That's great.
Because she goes, she and goes, Mike, that's what she goes. Hey, for. I heard you on Guys We Fucked. That was really funny. I go, oh, thanks. And then the next picture photo of was her ass.
God.
Yeah.
Girls just love a fatherly figure, dude.
I guess. Yeah.
That's pretty sick.
That was like 10 years ago.
That's 10 years ago. Oh yeah. Wow. So this was like when you were like young. It's, I didn't know that. Yeah. Program was going on that long.
That's when it was like big. I remember I heard yeah. about that.
I remember when they
back came, they got big when they were like four podcasts.
What year was yeah. it? I guess it's oh I like guess a lot of time.
2015.
Yeah, oh, shit. I guess
when white
of,
woman feminism was fuck, at was really
so much
bumping.
Time has gone by.
Are you sure it was 2015?
Pretty sure. 2016 maybe.
They did come
yes because I got in an argument about Hillary Clinton around that time.
No, but I think it was 2013, 2014.
Okay.
They came to my school money like.
Oh, when it got shit. Popping?
When it came.
Oh, when it came out.
When it came out.
Oh, yeah, probably 2014, I'll bet, yeah. But it got, like, big. It, like, really.
I remember they came to Good Nights when I was in school up in Raleigh, and, like, every hot girl that ever went to my school was just at that show.
Yeah.
And it was so alarming, because Good Nights is, like, it was at least the old club was, like, it was either they booked every other weekend like a guy that has a late night credit and they, like, get 20 tickets sold, or they yeah. booked a black comic from the 90s, and it's just, like, it's a church parking lot out there, yeah, dude, yeah, and yeah. it's just full. But like, just having like, there's never any women, white women in that club, like,
yeah,
that.
Right, right. Yeah. But they were kind of the first podcast to do that.
Yeah, they were like the caller daddy, kind of like the alpha to their omega a little yeah. bit, and
yeah, the Marlon Brando,
and it was
yeah, they were the first podcast where they were like, we like to suck dick.
And yeah. I was like, what, swearing in the yeah. title of a show?
But I'm saying like a lot of people have imitated that.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, format. Yeah. They got to it first for sure.
Yeah,
and I think also that was just like the first like pop feminism wave. Like you know, there's like a bunch of podcasts that were like, we're gonna analyze Fight Club from a female perspective, and it would mm-hmm. get like. Fucking sell out clubs, you know, that kind of thing. Or, you know, tons of money and stuff.
Yeah, no, dude, mm-hmm. girls need their own space so mm-hmm. they can leave us.
You just never know, like, what's going to be the next thing that kind of hits.
I do think that
like,
that was
it could be, like, it very well could be a podcast about David Andrews.
Saw that one coming, yep. It's crazy. You had a
Robbie, why'd you talk about me about 20 times on the same podcast?
He's like trying to get laid. When you guys get famous, yeah. Like, so I'm actually,
you know,
David Angel.
I sell these razors, and I also am. I've also been referenced by Mike Racine,
I'm the guy they talk about in that podcast.
I mean, guy I've been talked
that
about.
Famous podcast.
Yeah. You like libertarianism?
See, Mike. Usually, when something like this happens, there's a fake gun I wave around. To bring a stop to it.
Nice.
And when we do inside references, or if I interrupt people, that's when the gun's brought out.
Okay.
This is the two uses of it. So like right now it would be pointed at my head.
Mm-hmm. God, I had one more thing to say. Oh yeah, so yeah, you really don't know what the next thing will be. That was actually a good point though, because
we might be
that like to. Lena Dunham feminism stuff completely mm-hmm. went away like 2 years later. I think like almost Trump getting elected. Like
no, there's still a
Lena
lot
Dunham
of
also lost that election.
Have been in comedy that like
well yeah, there's
New
just
York
nothing to say anymore. That, nothing. Yeah. Not there, the only thing that's left to say is go Hamas.
Yeah, there is. And you know, whenever I wait tables, I really kind of I kind of understand Hamas like on a deep level. When
do
I'm
you?
Like. Yeah, because like, what is working in a restaurant but like having a bunch of rich people invade your space every day and mm-hmm. you just kind of like looking at them while you have to like deal with their bullshit and going mm-hmm. like in yeah. your head, you yeah. know?
I like the Taliban more, I think.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. They seem like they're more fun.
That's because you're like into retro stuff.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Stuff.
I'm a
like
child.
Old movies.
I'm like a 90s kid. I yeah. love the Taliban. Yeah, yeah they got rid.
They seem more strict though.
They got rid of the child pedophiles in Afghanistan. I like that.
Yeah.
And there's that guy like named. I'm also kidding. I'm being ironic. They're a very restrictive regime. But
well, it's funny when you hear like you see like an interview with a senior Hamas guy, and he's like, yes, of course, we will do October 7th again and again.
Yeah.
It's like we're trying to
help you.
We're trying to stick up for you. Stop, yeah. You're making
it is funny
hard.
When they
you're
dress up in a suit.
Yeah, it's like
they're in a suit and they're like, we actually do want to kill all the Jews. We want to slit
like
the throats.
It's like being
up.
The lawyer for the Joker. Yeah. It's like he's rehabilitated.
Stop, guys!
I'm gonna kill all the Jews, Batman. It's like we are still in trial. Come
you
on,
know what
dude.
It was like? It was
I'm trying to be provocative. On
it was Alex Jones with Kanye. Like, and you don't actually hate Jewish people, right? And he was like, just, no, I like, I actually hate them.
They're gonna
yeah.
keep getting fucked. But what's gonna happen? And it won't happen in our lifetimes. But one day, there's gonna be like some sort of like faux equity that they get. And then generations later, Israeli kids will be pretending to be Arab, just like in America.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. Just like how Japanese people love Americans now.
Yeah.
Or Palestinians will like get their liberation. They'll have a state and then they'll start abusing whoever else. And we'll be like the boomers. We'll be like, you don't understand what
right.
those people went
That's
through.
That's hilarious.
You know?
Yeah. Like we'll be like the historians
or
on that
China,
fucking
China
destiny
takes
debate.
Over the world. It's like no more Israel. We are getting rid of countries we cannot pronounce.
And yeah. Yeah.
They just axe them.
Right.
Palestine, Israel, both gone.
Sure.
What's their name? Islier?
The funny thing, the funniest thing to come out of it for me is like the people getting mad at Jerry Seinfeld for being a Zionist, but then like also just a new wave of people realizing he's a pedophile.
Yeah.
And be like, wait, he had sex with a 1-year-old girl?
Yeah.
Legal in New York. And that's the show, folks.
That's where we're going to end it. Robbie knowing a thing that upsets me that he knows.
1738.
Is it 17 then?
Yeah, in New York it is. It's called Woody Allen's Law.
Yeah, 1738 though is a Fetty Wap song, and that was their age difference. Jerry was 38, she was 17.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Or is it Fetty Wap?
Yeah, Fetty Wap. Yeah. 1738. That is, and yeah.
Actually, you guys aren't allowed to say Fetty Wap. Only I'm allowed to say Fetty Wap.
Yeah. Hey, I said, hey, what's up? Hello.
My name was actually Betty Boop.
Hey, okay. Betty Boop. All right.
Oh, Fetty Wap's racist.
You guys have anything to plug?
Special.
My name is Petty Wap.
Petty Wap.
That's my rap name.
The first Jewish Italian guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Like we went out.
Like,
I know.
My
I'm
wife
doing...
left the. My wife loaded the dishwasher and didn't.
Listen.
Press the button.
Yeah. No, like, Petty Wap's more like.
Petty Wap's like, hey, oh, listen, I know I'm doing really good right now, but I'm going to Venmo you the exact amount you owe me for that sandwich I bought you.
No, that's Penny Wap.
Penny Wap?
Petty Wap would be more like, did you see that she just wore fucking anything? You know, like Petty like a gay guy.
Yeah.
Can
you believe those Palestinians wanted to get baby formula for the kids? How embarrassing.
How fucking embarrassing over here. All right, thank you, Mike. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You had a special that's
My
out?
Special's out on YouTube. You can watch it. It's called I'm Normal, and I hope you watch it and enjoy it. You know, watch it, leave a comment, smash the like if you can. That all helps me out.
Yeah.
And I just hope you like it. I spent 8 years on
it. I'm excited for it, genuinely.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, you're. I loved seeing you walk that table of black people at that fucking show that we did. The one at St. Mark's Comedy Club.
Oh,
that was hilarious. It was great. You were being really funny.
Is any when we did here and you let me do the guest spot, is any of that going to be in the special? Or is that all new stuff you're working on? You're doing here?
That's all like, yeah, pretty much new. I just did a couple bits from that. So,
nice. But you did that. Yeah. So at that St. Mark's show, you've
seen my act, Wolfgang.
I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. But you're not going to see anything new.
Yeah, but it's still special. Like it'll still be good to be able to send it to people and be like, this is a guy I like, and they'll be like, oh shit, check him out.
Thanks.
Which, by the way, I will be opening for Mike. If any of my like friends from high school are watching this, still supporting the Wolfgang, June 2nd, I'll be back in Charlotte.
We're doing another 6 p.m. show at the Comedy Zone.
Another brunch show for the girlies.
Yeah,
it'll be nice to talk to the one Legion fan that comes out and he's like, you know, I don't think you're actually like Mullen, dude. I don't think I see that at all.
You did that joke where you're like. I hope my kid, I don't want to burn it, so I'll just, we were talking about how you hope your kid is, well, it was like, I hope my kid, if he's gay, I hope he tells me so I don't, you know, teach him how to do straight stuff too early. And then like the table of black people were just like, like left. And then you did another joke and then you're like, hey, anyone knows how those black people all just left? Do you think it was all that gay stuff I said? It was so funny. Me and Scott.
Yeah, you never know
die.
Why someone's leaving the room.
Yeah.
But it could be because, they could just have to go to the bathroom or they got a text.
Right.
But they could hate the thing you've dedicated your life to.
They could hate your dream.
Yeah,
that's true.
So this week or next week, I'll be in Boston. visiting my mom, but I'll also be doing Boston Comedy Club on the 6th and 7th and some other fun little dates. So check me out on social media at Robbie Goodwin for that. And Patreon.
What's Boston Comedy Club? Is that a new one?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, I mean, I've heard it. I've heard good things. It's
okay. It's like the same concept almost as Don't Tell. They have like satellite locations. Okay. They do shows and produce it at, but it's not a physical location.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think it's at the Silvertone.
No, they've been moving it around. Like, they used to have, like, a Sunday show at Modern Pastry that was good, but then they got rid of that one, too.
Okay,
like,
okay.
And then there's, like, Duck Duck Goofs, which is, like, I think they have a space.
Yeah, all these comedy companies are happening now, which is very funny. But I'm excited for those shows. I think they'll be a lot of fun. Oh, yeah, so check out at Robbie Goodwin and Patreon, What About Rob?
And where can they find David Angelo?
I'm David Angelo on Twitter and Instagram. Mm-hmm. Okay. If you want to see him talk, really,
yeah, please follow David Angelo and Dan Wicks. Actually, put this at the beginning of the show. Before today's episode, you're going to want to familiarize yourself with David Angelo.
You're going to need to brush up on the lore.
And Dan Wicks, yeah.
It's really going to pay off. Yeah. It's really going
to. Trust me, you're going to need the companion.
I can't wait for a text from Dan. Up Dan
Wicks, are you talking shit about me? I heard you guys might be talking.
You also need to look up
me.
Maddie Smith to know a little bit of the Dan Smith. Dan Wicks lore.
Right.
And yeah, then the circle will be complete, and that joke's going to hit for you.
That's where he caught it from, I heard.
All right, see you guys. Thank you.